Joshua, chapter 14. And these are the inheritances which the sons of Israel took in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the sons of Israel, distributed to them. By the lot of their inheritance, as Yahweh commanded by Moses, for the 9 tribes, and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the 2 tribes and the half tribe beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the sons of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they gave no portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to dwell in, with its suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so the sons of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the sons of Judah drew near to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know the thing that Yahweh spoke to Moses the man of God concerning me and concerning you in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses the slave of Yahweh sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Yahweh my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and to your sons forever, because you have wholly followed Yahweh my God. And now, look, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he spoke, these 45 years, from the time that Yahweh spoke this word to Moses, while Israel walked in the wilderness, and now, look, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, and to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this hill country, of which Yahweh spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and cities great and fortified. It may be that Yahweh will be with me, and I will drive them out, as Yahweh spoke." And Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephunneh for an inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to this day, because he wholly followed Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba, which was great among men of Anakim. And the land had rest from war.